Counterflow, Beware Those Bearing Gifts, written by Steve Antoun, and read by an automated voice. In case you missed the headlines, Berkshire Hathaway Energy wants to give Texas 10 gigawatts of new emergency generation to be fueled by liquefied natural gas at a cost of $8.3 billion in exchange for a guaranteed return on that $8.3 billion. Got it? BH bills this as a teetotal solution to the tragedy this winter in Texas. Spearing fish in the barrel. Let's look at this tragedy with the ERCOT data in this graphic. One, looking at the load shed line, you can see that from about 5 a.m. on February 15th to about 8 p.m. on February 17th, BH's 10 gigawatts would not have alleviated load shed. So the energy price in ERCOT would have been $9,000/megawatt-hours for those 63 hours at a cost of $28.35 billion. How is that a teetotal solution? Or any solution? Wait, Terry's more. BH's slide deck claims that its $8.3 billion proposal has a lifetime cost of solution of $3.55 billion. How can a project costing $8.3 billion have a lifetime cost of $3.55 billion? Berkshire Hathaway Energy's proposal to supply 10 gigawatts of emergency generation to ERCOT would not have been enough to prevent load shedding on February 15 to 18, when unserved load approached 20 gigawatts. ERCOT. Another of my favorites. BH says it will provide a $4 billion performance guarantee. Let's say I give you $8.3 billion for an insurance package, and if you fail to meet your obligation, you give me $4 billion. Such a deal. BH claims that its proposal costs less than winterizing existing assets. But think about that. The BH assets presumably would need to be winterized, otherwise, what are we doing here? Would the incremental winterizing cost for 10 gigawatts of existing facilities cost many billions more than the incremental winterizing cost for 10 gigawatts of new facilities? If not, why spend $8.3 billion on new facilities? Let's take an example of South Texas Nuclear Unit 1, which tripped off the early morning of February 15th and didn't start to return to service until late February 17th. The cause of the outage was reported to be freezing of a pressure sensor line that caused water pumps to trip. 3. Winterizing such equipment, as is done elsewhere, would have cost a pittance and would have provided equivalent capacity value to 1.3 gigawatts of BH's proposal, for which BH proposes to charge $1.10 billion. 4. The South Texas nuclear plant suffered an outage from February 15 to 17 because of a frozen pressure sensor line, which caused water pumps to trip. NRG. Low-hanging fruit. Texas should pick some low-hanging fruit before ever throwing $8.3 billion at BH. Some modest proposals. Make sure electric utilities don't curtail critical gas infrastructure. 5. Don't allow maintenance outages during the peak winter season. Make utility curtailment more granular so that empty office buildings aren't blazing because Teresa Fire Station on the same distribution circuit. Use effective broad communication to customers, like the emergency broadcast system, to request voluntary conservation and to let customers know what to expect. 6. Require appropriate winterization of gas and electric facilities. I gave above the example of South Texas Nuclear Unit 1 tripping, which costs NRG, operator and 44% owner of the plant, about $374 million of foregone revenue. 7. But somehow that kind of money wasn't sufficient incentive for NRG to winterize such equipment. Perhaps that's because foregone revenue doesn't appear in financial reporting. 8. But whatever the explanation, this can't be allowed to happen again. Where dual fuel capability makes sense, added to existing generation, that saves the entire cost of new generation. If Texas decides it wants to fund, say, 10 gigawatts of that, could have generators bid in a descending clock auction to add it? Not rocket science. 9. Again, I wish the best to Texas in recovering from this tragedy and in avoiding another one. 1http://www.ercot.com/content/wcm/key_documents_list/225373/2.2_revised_ercot_presentation.pdf. To the math is $9,000/megawatt-hours paid to about 50,000 megawatts for 63 hours. 3https://atomasinsights.com/South Texas Project Unit 1 tripped at 0537 on February 15, 2021 slash. For the math is $8.3 billion divided by 10 gigawatts times the 1.312 gigawatts of South Texas Nuclear Unit 1. 5. Since I first wrote about this, an excellent story on the subject has appeared in the Texas Tribune. https://www.texastribune.org/2021/03/18/texas-winter-storm-blackouts-paperwork/. 6. This system is reported to be able to reach 225 million Americans. https://www.washingtonpost.com/technology/2018/10/03/million cell phone users/are about get presidential alert here's what no/btw don't use Twitter. Less than 1% of Texas consumers follow ERCOT or their electric utility on Twitter. 7. NRG owns 44% of Unit 1, so the math on foregone revenue is the unit's 1,312 megawatts times 44% times $9,000/megawatt-hours times the 72 hours the unit was out. 8. Interestingly, NRG has had 2 Wall Street conference calls since the tragedy and got exactly 0 questions about the nuclear plant outage and the foregone revenue involved. 9. https://optimalauctions.com/powerauctions.jsp